The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
My darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, your favorite show about the paranormal and conspiracies. Yeah. I figure if I say it enough, people will be all, oh, Radio Wasteland,
you mean
my
lie.
Favorite show? My you favorite know? Show about paranormal and conspiracies.
Exactly. Hitler said, you know, the bigger lies are easier to swallow, and if you say it often enough, people will believe it. So,
well, thanks for ruining my plan. I try to make it a point not to follow things that Hitler said.
I mean, he wasn't wrong. He was just evil.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, okay, so he was wrong about a lot of stuff, but not that particular point.
Right.
I think that was a cogent observation.
Well, as a parent, I am aware that there's...
I do not want to be quoted saying Hitler wasn't wrong.
Right. As a parent, I am aware that there's such a thing as positive manipulation.
Yes. Exactly.
Right.
And what could be more positive than manipulating people into listening to our show?
Totally. It helps them. It helps them. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Kara. Kara, how
Hello.
Are you doing this week?
Pretty good here.
Pretty good. Nothing new and exciting. Your life has not changed in the last week in some sort of dramatic way?
No.
Mine either.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine either. Nothing too exciting on my end, I guess. So this week we're going to just talk about some news that has gone on throughout the year and especially this last month. You know, it's been a busy month. You know, today is Cyber Monday.
Yeah, we do a lot of guests, but sometimes it's good to just, you know, catch up and do a quick recap of
quick
everything
recap.
You all should know about, you know, why the whole world's out to get you and how there are creepy things hiding in the shadows that, you know, are unknown but and unknowable.
Especially in the busy season, you know, there was a Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Exactly.
Small Business Saturday, then we got Sunday off, and then it was Cyber Monday today, and then tomorrow is Giving
heard of
Tuesday.
Small Business Saturday.
Well, that's why small businesses are doing so well. Because
that's a good point.
I just think it was nice that they put Small Business Saturday in between Black Friday and Cyber Monday instead of just getting all the big stuff out of the way first, you know.
Right.
Because I really think that, well, our show comes from here in Reading. And I feel like during the recession, you know, we would have been hit a lot less hard if we didn't have a Walmart or if we didn't have a Target and stuff like that. If people shopped locally.
Oh, absolutely.
We would have been all right, but nobody wants to do that, including myself. I don't like to go into Walmart, though.
Yeah. Well, I buy everything on Amazon. The last time I shopped in a store for any reason was... Actually, it wasn't that long ago I went into Best Buy because I needed new headphones quickly. But under ordinary circumstances, I would have bought them on Amazon for much cheaper. So.
Yeah, but Amazon's like the worst.
That's my point. Amazon is the opposite in every way of shopping locally. It's like the mega, you know, if big box stores are the enemy, this is like the Leviathan that eats big box stores.
Right.
So, and yet I support them because I... don't care.
All right. Well, that's very, very progressive of you.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell any of my leftist friends.
Right.
I'll lose my cred.
Right. And so it's been a busy week. You know, a lot of politics going on. A lot of, you know, a lot of caravans. A lot of people charging the border.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You know, Russia's going to invade Ukraine, and, you know, Brazil's got a strongman new president, and there's the whole thing. Saudi Arabia is killing American journalists, and we're gassing children. You know, I don't like anyone right now. I like Canada.
You like Canada?
Yeah, you never hear about, you know, awful repressive stuff Canada is doing. But everyone else on the world stage, I'm sick of them. I've had it.
I see. So, all right. Well, coming up here... We're going to be talking about the news and some great articles, talking about Satanists, Mothman, all that great stuff that people want to know about. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
All right, now, a friend of mine named Jay is going to be landing jets on aircraft carriers in the Navy there, and he's going to have a nuclear bomb between his legs, and he's going to paint my face on that nuclear bomb, and on the side it's going to say, Mojo says hi. So I wrote this song about it called, Going to Put My Face on a Nuclear Bomb. It goes like this. Well, going to put my face on a nuclear bomb.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're talking about basically articles in the news from the past month that you might have been too busy. We're talking about everything. And the first one that I'm bringing to the table for discussion are an article from Mashable.com. Satanists are pushing back as the devil appears in more shows and movies.
They're pushing back against this?
Yes, they are.
Seems like, you know, positive representation.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of Satan stuff that's come out this year. Hereditary was a cool movie. Castle Rock, you know. So normally, like, you know, this year I think was also American Horror Story Apocalypse or something, and the Church of Satan had pushed back at them about their portrayal of Anton LaVey. They felt was portrayed as more Satan than non-Satan, but Anton LaVey was really the Anton LaVey Satanist church is much more based around not a belief in Satan, but a belief in oneself and stuff like that. But the Satanic Temple, more so in the news for actually worshiping Satan,
interesting,
has leveled a $50 million copyright lawsuit against Netflix and Warner Brothers, contending that their iconic religious statues was ripped off for use in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Which is a pretty good show, actually.
And they're saying that they're profiting from their statue, which was called Baphomet with Children. And it was, you might remember the news, they initially tried to get this statue up in response to Senator Jason Rappert, who sponsored a 2015 bill trying to approve a statue of the Ten Commandments to be put in Capitol grounds.
See, this is what's confusing to me. I thought that Satanists in general did not actually believe in Satan. They were just snarky atheists who were trying to, you know, annoy religious people.
There are two. Okay. So the Church of Anton LaVey was much more a worship-yourself sort of hedonist, anarchistic sort of belief system.
Okay.
The Satanic Temple, I believe, is a little more representing themselves as Satanists, but I think what they're really doing is pushing back against other religions that are allowed in our government.
Right. They're basically just church and state activists. At least the Satanists I've met.
But I have to say, I did watch The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I love it.
Right.
And they totally ripped off this statue.
Oh, they did?
They fully did.
Like, okay.
It is exact.
Well, all right.
You know.
See, that's what confuses me, though, because it's like that. Doing that makes it seem like they have a legitimate belief in Satan.
Right.
Because, you know, this has nothing to do with church and state or whatever, but I don't know.
You know, that's kind of the funny thing. Through the 80s and everything, there was all that stranger danger and stuff like that, and, you know, Satanist killings and stuff like that.
Which was based on a few, you know, anecdotal events that may not have actually occurred.
Yeah, I think I was reading that there has never actually been a truly satanic ritual killing.
It was all just kind of hysteria.
It was
hysteria.
Hysteria and or crazies, you know, people with serious...
The people who were afraid of it, that was the hysteria.
Right. It was all hysteria like that, or it was crazies sort of acting on that who had schizophrenia or something like that.
Yeah.
Because here in the United States, schizophrenia is closely tied to religion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which is really weird, because if you look into schizophrenia in other countries, like in Japan, it's not tied to Shinto or Buddhism or something else like that.
No.
In Japan, it's really tied with, like, failure. And in India, it's
in
really...
In terms of, like, what people experience from, like, voices and stuff, you're saying.
And in India, it's really sort of tied to paranoia of your neighbors and stuff like that. But here in America, it's very tied to religion, and probably because, you know, to throw a bone to the religious people, probably because religion has had such a big part in taking care of these people over the years here in America.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I think like demonic possession stories, that's a huge part of our culture that isn't as much in many other countries.
Yeah.
Although, like, every culture has possession as a trope or idea or something at some point in their religious history, but in many countries it's kind of fallen by the wayside, but not really so much in the United States.
Yeah, well, evil on our show with a lot of topics, you know, this Satanist topic, you know, is probably a little too tongue in cheek to put too much into, but you know, it's a common question that I'm always trying to ask. Like, I think I know the answer to this, Kara, but do you believe in God?
No.
Do you believe in any kind of higher power?
Maybe. I get, like, I'm agnostic on the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
But when people say, do you believe in God, I assume what they mean is, like, your...
Capital G.
Yeah, your Christian conception of God.
Right.
As in the character from the Bible, and I say no. But if you ask, you know, do you believe there's... Could there be a super advanced alien intelligence out there that's so powerful that it's godlike? Sure.
Well, I don't think that would fall into the realm of God. I think
it would.
I think falling into the realm of God would be something that came before everything and started everything.
Well, if the universe is a simulation, then an alien being would absolutely qualify for that.
Yes, of course. But their universe, who started their universe?
Don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know, but I'm saying, do you believe that there could be a God? Ever-existing God.
Omnipotent? No.
Okay.
I think the concept of omnipotence is logically just doesn't work.
Right.
And in fact, I think the Bible only makes sense if you assume that God is not omnipotent, but just really unimaginably powerful.
So I do believe that it's a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, part of the reason why I believe that it's a possibility is that I believe that there is an inherent right and wrong. And if there is, where would that have come from? So I have to entertain the possibility, if I'm going to sit here and feel that there is a right and wrong, that it should be apparent to everybody. Yeah.
I guess I don't believe that necessarily.
You
know. I would call myself a moral relativist.
I see.
You know, I think there's such a thing as a true and a false. I think there's an objective truth to reality. But, you know, I think if something's wrong, it's wrong because it causes suffering. And ultimately, that's a human conception we've agreed upon because we people don't like suffering.
Yeah, I wish we could,
kind of by definition.
I wish we could communicate with our listeners and find out how many people believe in God, even though that's not really the question. Of those people that believe in God, how many people believe in a devil?
I've talked to religious people about this a lot because I'm always curious. I think this is a really fascinating question. Most people I've talked to said not only do they believe in the devil, but they believe that the devil and or his servants are literally here in the world nudging things a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I find interesting because you don't hear that very often.
Yeah, oh, it's totally cool. Belief, I mean, obviously, I'm on a paranormal show and stuff like that.
No kidding. I love that. But that's
some
like,
of the greatest horror films of all time, you know?
You just,
Sabrina.
Just if you're a very secular person, you often think of modern religion as very similarly secular and kind of urbane.
Right.
But yeah. That's not really true.
Well, I think C.S. Lewis put it in a really good way that I feel kind of squashes some Christian belief systems of the devil. And C.S. Lewis, for those of you out there, Christian writer later in life, prolific Christian writer.
Right. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, all of that.
Right. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on, very Christian.
Yeah.
He said in the preface to the Screwtape Letters, he said...
Which is a fantastic book.
Yeah. He said that... in this world, a lot of Christians believe that the devil is the antithesis of God and that he's not. If he's the opposite of anything, he would be the opposite of Michael the Archangel, and that the devil doesn't have the ability to be everywhere at once and to influence the world in the way that God does.
Right.
And that most evils in this world are committed by man and have nothing to do with the devil.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And this is coming from C.S. Lewis, who was a firm believer in the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did believe in it. But he also made it clear that most evils in this world were by man's choices and not influenced by the devil.
And I think most of the religious people I've talked to would agree with that, I think.
I think so.
I think even people who say, for instance, believe in demonic possession, which is one thing that personally I'm like, maybe. But I think most of those people would agree that, you know, the vast majority of such reports are false. And, you know, most people who think they're possessed are not. And, you know, most of that kind of thing is not real.
But what I want to know is, are they a physical entity? Like, if there was a demon in this building, is it hiding behind a corner or is it able to be invisible and ghost-like? And, like, you know, what am I looking for?
Well, we've talked to, like, we've asked, like, 20 different paranormal investigators that exact question. I think they're all mediums.
They're all, like, you know, praying over crystals. They're all, like, a little bit different than, like, a straight-up fundamentalist Christian.
Okay.
You know, I want to know what fundamentalist Christians feel. Are they physical entities, or can they be both, or what's up with that?
I don't know, but I suspect most people believe that they're incorporeal if they manifest in this world.
I see. Or do they jump from brain to brain? Are they existent within us?
I have no idea what other people believe.
That was an interesting question. Yeah, Satanism to me is something that is very interesting for two reasons. To close this up before we come to the break. For two reasons, I find it really interesting because I'm a horror movie nut.
Of course.
And because it sort of portrays part of this world beyond our world. And of course, I'm totally interested in that. And also, it seems like, you know, if all this was real, we would have more Satanists because, like, rooting for the underdog is kind of the American way. Don't you think? It's like, we know this guy's going to lose. And, you know, you got to kind of root for the underdog. You know he's going to lose and stuff like that. It's like, I personally feel like I don't personally believe in God. But, I mean, if the devil showed up to me and he's just all, hey, want to sign this and sell your soul? I'd be all, I believe in God now and you're out. I'm done with you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wouldn't you? I'd be all, I'm done with this. I'm out.
Okay, so, yeah, I have to answer yes, because in,
Yeah, that's a no-go for me. I don't know if I have a soul, but as soon as I'm informed that I have one, I'm sure I'm going to take better care of it. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come on back, we're going to talk more about the news.
Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Redding Kia, with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special, and there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Everybody. All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're talking about some news articles. Kara, what do you got for us?
Yeah, move over to Satanism. We're talking about Mothman.
Mothman again. What is it with you and the Mothman?
I have a total crush on Mothman.
Totally.
I will be his bride.
Yeah, Kara wants to have like 1,000 Mothman babies. Which, for I all mean, we know, might just be one pregnancy.
Oh, God.
That's gross.
Okay, I'm not into Mothman.
They might be
anymore,
chest bursters, but you know, it's hot.
Jesus Christ.
You can't say that on the radio. Not really? In that context.
Okay.
All right, tell us
about
Mothman.
We were just talking about Satan.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't want to get sued by some Satanists for being, discriminatory.
You can't get sued for that.
Okay. Well, whatever. Anyway, so I've actually discussed this on the show a little bit before. Basically, it was a new article on that was just kind of recapping all the Mothman craziness of 2017 in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
which hasn't ended, really, but it has slowed to a crawl. The gist of it is that throughout 2017, a little bit of 2016, a little bit of 2018, some 55 people, I'm pretty sure it was actually more, but the article only reported 55 people, so I don't know, have seen Mothman or a Mothman-like thing in the skies above Chicago.
Mm.
Now, this is somewhat concerning for a couple of reasons. First, Mothman's appearance is said to foretell tragedy.
Right.
There are some reports that Mothman showed up before Chernobyl, which I think those are a little dubious, to be honest. But what is clear is that there were a lot of reports of Mothman in Point Pleasant before a bridge collapse that killed a few hundred people.
So these sightings that we're discussing there in Chicago, where was Point Pleasant?
Point Pleasant is in West Virginia. It's more of a, yeah, it's a very different setting.
But not that far.
Yeah, well, Mothman's kind of a denizen of your typical rural areas, so him coming to Chicago is kind of your, you know, Freddy
right.
or Jason in New York kind of situation.
Jason Takes Manhattan.
Jason Takes Manhattan. I never
Friday
watched that movie.
Friday the 13th Party.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Right. I knew you would know what I was trying to say.
And so there are a lot of Mothman-like sightings.
Right. So, to be clear, there are sightings in general of a man-sized creature with wings, in many cases glowing red eyes, in many cases claws. There is at least one peculiar case of a driver who swears he saw a person transforming into some kind of bird creature, which is terrifying, but that's only one report, so who knows.
Right.
But what's interesting is the sheer number of these sightings, and when you go and look up the actual accounts, like, you might think, oh, they're just seeing an owl or something, it's just hysteria, they're just on drugs. There is no way. Some of these accounts are incredibly vivid. Mm. Like, there's one woman who reported that she was in a parked car with her boyfriend, and I don't know, they were just hanging out, I guess, when this enormous man-sized bat creature lands on the hood of the car and starts scratching at the windshield with long claws.
Right.
Apparently, you know.
Obviously a rabid owl.
Yeah. Right, clearly. That's what owls look like.
Right,
they're man-sized and they have long human arms ending in claws.
Right.
And glowing red eyes.
Yeah.
So Mothman is one of my favorite cryptids because, to me, the Point Pleasant sightings are, they're packed together and they're all mostly pretty darn credible. And the Chicago sightings, exactly the same thing. You know, like,
well, that's
50
always,
years later.
That's always been the weird thing
it's
about
bizarre.
Mothman to me is that in the case of, like, Bigfoot and some uh-huh. of these other cryptids, you have these researchers going out.
Right, they're looking for it.
And really looking for it and acquiring evidence or coming up with concepts and like all mm-hmm. this stuff. And in the case of Mothman, it seems like all we have is a large number of sightings with really no backstory there. We got no backstory.
No, absolutely not. Now, in Point Pleasant, there's always theories, right? In Point Pleasant, Mothman was sighted around an abandoned military site. For a while, so some people propose that, you know, maybe it was some kind of freakish mutant or something.
Right, that was drawn towards tragedy. It was
right,
some precognition of tragedy.
Exactly, but no one knows for sure, and it's not like there's any, it's like Bigfoot, it's not like there's any physical evidence of this creature, people have just seen it. People
right.
have seen it, you know, keeping pace with cars, driving 100 miles an hour. People have seen it doing things that animals can't do.
Right.
And yet people have seen it. So what is it? Is it incorporeal? Is it a space alien? Is it a bodily demon, as we were just talking about
right.
from last episode? It's
you know,
really hard to say.
Cryptids from the scientific angle of being an actual cryptid,
mm-hmm.
you know. So if Mothman is some sort of a magical demon ghost, It's not really a cryptid.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
But from the angle of being a cryptid, I find cryptids to be incredibly interesting.
Absolutely.
But there is just so little evidence that anything truly fantastic has been found. But are we just so easily desensitized? Maybe we have found things like the gorilla. You know, the gorilla wasn't actually discovered until the 1900s.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, and at the time we might have been, oh my God, that's a huge man monkey. You know, because at the time it would have been that. You know, that's a big monkey. You know, big ape.
Because they didn't know about gorillas.
Right. Or giant squids. You know, we so desensitized that they lose their magic and that maybe these things really are? And then once we find it, be, oh yeah, that's Mothman. Oh, we've known about Mothman. It's fine. It's like the gorilla, you know? It's Mothman.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is because Mothman is consistently cited. For one thing, it's always one. You never see a group of Mothmen.
That's true.
So that in itself is kind of weird, but some animals are solitary, so who knows? But Mothman is always cited seeing the most bizarre things, doing the most bizarre things, like the... A bird the size of a man cannot fly at 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Yet there are multiple reports of it doing that.
Well, a bird the size of a man can't fly at all.
Well, yeah.
You know, I
yeah,
mean,
that's a good point.
Its wingspan would have to be absolutely massive to be able to pick up a man.
It just doesn't work physically. Right. And yet that's what these sightings seem to indicate. So I don't know. I think there's something going on, actually. I'm a wholehearted believer that there is something to this. Who knows what, but...
So as our local resident Mothman lover...
Yes.
Maybe I should make different terms for that, but enthusiast. As our local Mothman enthusiast...
Mothmanophilic.
What do you think Mothman is? Like, when you sit there and you, like, read this stuff... Surely you have some sort of concept of what you think it must be.
No, I don't, though.
You don't?
That's what's so interesting is I really don't know. I think whatever it is, it's probably similar to the Dogman phenomenon, just Mothman.
Right.
Which, for those who don't know, we had Linda Godfrey on a while ago, and she was talking about sightings of... unknown upright canids all over the world. Same thing. Right. Lots of sightings, lots of credible sightings, lots of very weird sightings. You know, these creatures behaving in ways that ordinary animals can't.
Right.
So what she said is when we asked her, what do you think these are? She said she thought they were skinwalkers, basically.
So sort of a shape-shifting spiritual thing?
Yeah, well, skinwalkers are people. Are human beings who can shapeshift, but I don't know if I want to go so far to endorse the possibility of literal magic. But I don't know. That's what she said about Dogman. Who knows? Maybe I'm like 50-50 on ghosts. Maybe these are incorporeal entities of some sort that people are seeing. Maybe they're space aliens. Maybe... I have no idea. I can't come up with an explanation that doesn't sound crazy when I say it.
Yeah, and that's what makes these things so fun, is how absolutely crazy they are. You know, and, you know, Linda Gottfried was a prime example. So she was on talking about the Beast of Bray Road.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here this is just sounds absolutely ridiculous, but she's no fool.
No.
You know, she is obviously... a real credible person who is really trying to research.
And she, she was a reporter who just happened to get drawn into the story and found it compelling enough to continue for decades to gather all this evidence. To me, that's incredibly compelling.
Incredibly. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we got another news article for you to listen about.
I've got a cover.
after the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now is the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Take a deeper look at homelessness and human trafficking through Turtle Bay, Shadows of the Human Condition, Elephants and Demeter's Children, on display now. Explore artist Sandra Relier's impactful artworks, showcasing the stories of our local homeless community and the international plight of human trafficking. Shadows of the Human Condition is on display through January 13th and is presented by Dignity Health Northgate. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The snakes that can crawl and the cheetahs that can fall and the ghosts can't wait for the hereafter.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're talking about different articles from this year and this past month because you've been too busy spending all your money. Let me give you a little spending money advice. When my wife and I first got together, we got ourselves in so much Christmas debt that it took us like 3 years to pay our way out of it. And at that point, we decided we weren't going to spend that much money any longer. And what we did is we decided we were going to buy one present for the kids from us and one from Santa, and that was it. Fill their stockings, and we're done. And here we are. That's all my kids ever expect, and they are totally happy and totally thrilled to get that. So stop spending your money on a bunch of crap. All right, so our next topic we're discussing here is Slender Man.
Speaking of Christmas.
So the article is the failed Slender Man movie that was a nail in the coffin of a dying fandom off of TheVerge.com.
Yes.
Basically, the article is really sort of discussing the failure of the Slender Man movie and about how it's really sort of the death of Slender Man. The article... Mm-hmm. One part of the article totally pissed me off, and it tried to compare Slender Man to like the Cthulhu of the new of the 21st century, and I'm just all like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't that have that right. kind of staying yeah. power.
No, no, it doesn't. But basically,
although Marble Hornets was awesome, I have to say.
Which was?
Marble Hornets. It was kind of the first, like, Slender Man was introduced on just this creepy pasta forum. It was just image manipulation, so there's just pictures of Slender Man. And these guys made this web series called Marble Hornets
oh.
about Slender Man. And that's almost everything Slenderman related. Like, they didn't make Slenderman up, but pretty much all the tropes associated with him come from Marble Hornets, which was awesome.
Right.
But the creators haven't done anything that is anywhere remotely as good since. And it got kind of stupid towards the end, so, you know.
Everything does.
Exactly.
So for you listeners out there who don't know what Slenderman is, or maybe have only some concept of what Slenderman is, Slenderman was originally an idea, a story, a collection of stories, a collection of people, of course, created by one person in, to begin with, on a website called Creepypasta, which was a website that shared sort of independent writers, sort of horror stories, horror images, horror collections.
Exactly.
And so on and so forth. And Slenderman really came to, well, for one, Slenderman was hugely popular long before any sort of tragedy happened.
Oh, absolutely.
To the point where anybody under the age of 14 probably knew what this was here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sort of came to popularity when two 12-year-olds blamed Slenderman for inspiring them to stab a classmate.
Yes.
And so they lured this girl out into the woods. On May 31st, 2014, two 12-year-old girls in Wisconsin, Waukesha, Wisconsin, held down
all bad events occur.
Yeah, totally. Held down and stabbed a 12-year-old classmate 19 times. That means one of them stabbed at least one more time than the other one. and the victim crawled out of the woods to a roadway. A passing cyclist alerted the authorities, and the victim survived. And basically, these girls testified in court that, well, one of them was definitely more crazy than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said she also conversed with Lord Voldemort and with one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know which one, but one of them.
This is crucial information. You know, if you're talking with Raphael, you know, he's going to tell you to kill. But talk to any of the others,
yeah, if you're talking to Michelangelo, you know, you're just going to be 400 pounds and eat a lot of pizza, right? they were tried separately as adults. It took a couple of years to try them because they had to bring them down from their crazy before they could try them as adults, which is, you know, really weird.
One of them basically just had untreated schizophrenia, right? Like, she was she was not even really functional in terms of perceiving the world around her.
I assume that's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
I think so. I understand. This is the first I've heard about the Ninja Turtle thing.
I understand that Slenderman was sort of created in this Blair Witch style where kids might be all, oh, Slenderman's real. That it was made in this sort of mockumentary style. Lord Voldemort was not.
No.
If you're communicating with Lord Voldemort, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, you got some issues.
Right. I mean, if Lord Voldemort was real, I would be in a whole heap of dog doo because he is not supposed to be named. And I'm sitting here naming him. All right, so they were tried separately as adults after they came down from the crazy. And one was sentenced to spend 3 years institutionalized, and the other one 25 years.
Right.
And then later, this led to some other stuff. A 14-year-old girl was arrested after allegedly trying to burn her family's house down with her mom and sister in it.
Mm-hmm.
9-year-old brother, not sister, 9-year-old brother in it, and the police found her shortly afterwards in a park where she was reading an e-book called Soul Eater, which is really kind of more associated with what she's got going on there. But the police, I think, kind of latched on to the Slender Man. And then there were some suicide attempts, ages 12 to 24 in Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, that was also blamed on Slender Man. I find it incredibly amazing that anybody would fall for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is, it is just absolutely crazy.
To be fair, Marble Hornets is very scary.
I don't know.
I mean, the first season is, anyway.
What do you know about scary? You know nothing.
That is true. I forgot who I'm talking to, the wise scariness sensei.
You know.
I'm talking to, like, Pai Mei of horror movies here, and you're, like, whipping your beard around. And
right. You know, so this was basically the whole concept of this even hitting the mainstream again. And and I'm, of course, joking with you about this. I'm actually really interested in reading this now that you tell me about it, the Marvel Hornets.
Yeah, well, it's a web series. You watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm going to check it. Some of those web series you actually read. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of like a... like Homestuck or something, you know.
I don't feel like Homestuck, but, you know, I would, being a millennial.
So the reason why this hit is because this Slender Man movie is considered the end. Nobody is ever going to fall for this again because this movie bombed. And I don't know if it's fair to say that it bombed. It actually made like $50 million, and I bet you that's way more than they invested in it.
That is true.
But it has 8% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes based off of 65 reviews.
Ooh, that's painful.
That's like really low.
Yeah.
That is like really bad. And this is actually, there have been quite a few other Slender Man movies. For some reason, this was like the first one that they considered to be... So it might be coming from the creators, but there have been quite a few others that sort of ripped off.
Yeah,
the
there was one that was supposed to be, like, to some extent, a continuance of Marble Hornets, but it was terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, yeah, it just wasn't great. But I don't know. I really think the death knell of Slender Man is something that is cool. Is like, it was created by 20-year-old guys who are nerds who spend a lot of time on the internet. As soon as it gets co-opted by 14-year-old emo girls, the 20-year-old guys aren't going to want to have anything to do with it.
Thank God. I mean, you know, I don't know. Your age brackets you put together there are a little disturbing, so.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying they wouldn't have even had to kill anyone, really. The story would just have to have been 14-year-old girls like Slender Man to kill it.
Right. No. It just amazes me what some people will believe. Even the Blair Witch had a lot of great marketing behind it, but
I don't think Slender Man was really ever presented as real, even. Like it was jokingly. It was in a very sort of joking, ironic sense. People would be like, "Oh, the more you think about Slender Man, the more likely he is to get you." That kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's classic paranoia fuel, but that's just to heighten the horror surrounding it. That
I've even heard a guest on Coast to Coast talking about how it was actually real.
Yeah.
And I had to like turn it off because I couldn't even enjoy myself while listening to it.
Right. That's very silly.
Yeah.
To be honest.
All right. Well, we've been talking about some articles. You've been listening to Radio Wasteland.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophet while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.